Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
So the papers are all going to town on Donald Trump's comments yesterday about the war. The Irish Sun: Trump hits at peace. At peace, even, sorry. Donald Trump last night declared his war with Iran is very complete, pretty much. Irish Daily Mail on the front page: Trump-Iran war is pretty much over, is the headline. The Times of London: Trump-Iran has nothing left and war is nearly over. And the Irish Times: Trump suggests war in Iran may end very soon. Donald Trump suggesting the war in Iran could be close to ending yesterday, as he described the conflict as just an excursion into something that had to be done, and said we're getting very close to finishing it. He had this big press conference yesterday in Florida, where he said that Iran had lost two levels of its leadership and the conflict would be over very soon. And then he also went off and did a separate interview with CBS News and said, I think the war is very complete, pretty much. They've no navy, no communications, they've got no air force. And obviously everyone very, very interested and invested in this worldwide. The Irish Times also telling us that the annual cost of the crisis could reach €1,000 to Irish households if the war is prolonged. So there we go. One piece of action by one US president could cost us all €1,000. So everyone will be keeping an eye on that. The Irish Times also on the front page tells us that the three leaders of the Kinahan drugs cartel have not left the UAE for 4 years, Gardaí believe. We're talking here Christy Kinahan Sr., Daniel Kinahan and Christopher Jr. And the three men are not hiding in Dubai, but they are trapped there, according to senior security sources. For a while, it was said that the only places they could live were places like Afghanistan or Iran, because they'd have to get out of the UAE. But there you go, they haven't left in 4 years, is what the Gardaí reckon. And there is a $5 million reward for their arrest right now. And we saw the other day pictures of some of the Kinahans enjoying a VIP boxing event at the end of last year in Dubai. Irish Independent on the front page: a massive malfunction on electricity smart meters over the weekend meant some householders were told they'd consumed thousands of euro worth of energy. Of course, the way prices are going at the moment, they probably thought that was legit, but hundreds of thousands of people are understood to have been impacted by the blunder. So here's your chance now. Take a look at your smart meter. You can download these on your phone, so have a look at them. One download from a smart meter told a householder they had consumed €9,000 worth of electricity in the first week of March alone. So I'm sure that'll all be rectified, but this is why you have to keep an eye on all these things and all your expenses in the house. Now, inside the papers, you should take a multivitamin every day, says the Mail, because it slows our ageing process. Researchers have found older adults who take the supplements daily for 2 years aged more slowly, and they reckon they aged by less. Well, they're saying here the effect was roughly equal to reducing their biological age by about 4 months. And of course, aging plays such a big role in so many major diseases there. So as we age, our cells become damaged. So they reckon these multivitamins are slowing down the aging process at a cellular level. I take a multivitamin every morning, so I'm glad to hear that. But of course, tomorrow we'll hear that it's all a placebo, so I wouldn't take it too seriously. Now, some lovely cheerful news for your Tuesday morning in the Sun. 1 in 3 people believe the world will end soon. They believe it's going to end within their lifetime. Apocalyptic beliefs like AI and climate change were found to shape our response to global threats. People also think about how the world is going to end, when it's going to end, and who or what might cause it. This is big research of 1,500 people, and the researchers say that belief in the end of the world is surprisingly common. So a lot of people think that the world is going to end very, very soon. So stay in bed if you can. Sure, it'll all be over shortly anyway. Times of London has an interesting report about a bookkeeper whose boss repeatedly shouted potato at her in a mock Irish accent. And she's been awarded €23,000 after she brought a case to an employment tribunal. This is Bernadette Hayes With a name like that, of course, she has Irish heritage, and she claims she'd face harassment over her race while working at a civil engineering company. Apparently, her boss would shout potato at her in a mock Irish accent, and also called her things like Paddy as well. And as she told her boss, she didn't find it funny, but if we had a disagreement, he would shout potato in a strong Irish accent. And the judge said it was reasonable for anyone of Irish heritage to find use of the terms potato, paddy, stupid paddy or pikey offensive and humiliating, because those phrases are linked to race. And now the proceedings are over. So there you go. That is in the Times of London if you want to read about that. Also in the papers, they're saying John Lennon was gay, which is quite interesting. Paul McCartney has revealed, this is in the Indo, that Yoko Ono thought that John Lennon was gay. Apparently, Yoko picked up the phone and rang Paul McCartney shortly after John Lennon was murdered and hinted that John Lennon was gay. But Paul McCartney disagreed and said John Lennon got a lot of girl action. So you can read more about that in the Indo. Apparently, he's done an interview with the Vanity Fair magazine. Now, Paul McCartney says he slept with John Lennon a lot, but nothing ever happened. There we go. Now, lots of supermarket news in the papers as well. First one is in also the Times of London, and this is about Lidl or Lidl, however you like to pronounce that. They're selling super trainers. So these are for people who are maybe doing a marathon. And later this month, the Lidl Middle Aisle is going to launch the first ever supermarket super shoe. They're carbon light 1.0 and it'll cost about €40, and experts reckon that they are fantastic. They do say you never know what you may find in the middle aisle of Lidl, and these shoes fall into that category. They draw on carbon plate technology and mega bouncy foam that has revolutionised distance running over the past decade. Apparently, so I know nothing about this world because I don't run, thankfully, but I know some runners pay €400 to buy their trainers. So these would be a fraction of the price for €40. And then in the eye, we have the things that annoy people when they do go to the supermarket, and it's long queues, crowded aisles and hard to find products. They're the top supermarket gripes, according to a new survey. I think someone taking too long to pay really annoys me. And also the slow walkers who walk so slowly with their trolleys, they're pretty annoying as well. I suppose they'd count as people blocking aisles, which comes in at number two. But in number one position is long queues at the checkout. Also items out of stock, prices not being clearly displayed, incorrect pricing, and wobbly shopping trolley wheels. They're all the things that annoy people when they go to the supermarket. So you can read more about that in the Eye.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.